Wednesday evening, 12/20/23. This is a Prophet's Corner Uncut. Normally don't have them on Wednesday night, but I do tonight. The title is Reconstruction and Reconstitution. And I asked the Lord, okay, Lord, how is this going to come about? Well, this is not anything that y'all haven't already heard, but it's just kind of a more of a confirmation, the Lord leading in that direction, especially after that word on Sunday. All right, Psalms 47. Verse 1. In King James it says clap, but I believe it is clasp. Clasp your hands, all you people. I mean, people use that to jump and shout in church, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But that's not what it means at all. Let's just read the whole psalm in context here. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved, Selah. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises unto our King, sing praises, for God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is great, greatly exalted. Which shields there means protector. Well, clasp your hands. That's kind of what the Holy Spirit gave to me about linking up the apostles and prophets to bring order. You know, Danny had the, I don't know how the Lord gave it to you, but it was that about praying in order, praying for an army of intercessors to rise up so that God's order can be reinstated and then his government can come out of that order. That's how he's going to do it. And he said to me, I'm clasping hands with my apostolic teams all across the nation. That's what how he's going to do it. At some point, we may never know those people, but we'll be linked together because we'll be saying the same thing is what I believe. You know, that's how you link up with somebody. You're bringing God's message. You're bringing the same thing. All right. The spiritual work is crucial, is what the Lord said. Most look to the natural and forget totally about the spiritual. If the foundation is not laid down in the spirit first, it will not have a sound foundation. Shipwreck is on the horizon for that work. Like I've said before, many have come and gone from this area, but I wonder, was it prayed through in the spirit first? See, God's assignments, they may have natural applications applied to it, but anytime God puts something on your heart, you need to pray it through. You need to know by the Spirit what you're supposed to do. All right, let's look at Matthew 16. It kind of explains it. See, God's church is a spiritual house, and what has been the problem so much of church is just programs. And I'm not down on the church because the apostles and prophets hadn't been in the right places. I know when we went off on the shepherding type thing way back in the 70s, the apostles and prophets, I didn't even know what that was. And I even think some of the apostles kind of went off the rails too. And I think that's where the bad name came in for our apostles and prophets too, for that matter. So reading this passage here, you'll understand how come the church goes off the rails when they don't have any. Without a vision, the people perish. Who has the vision? Well, the prophets get it from the Lord. The apostles carry it out. So when these two are not in play, you've got a church running off its rails. All right. Right here, 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, some Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He saith unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee, Peter, thou art Peter, and upon this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." So that tells me a church that's following the Spirit, getting the mind of God, the gates of hell will not prevail against it. It says, "And then you'll be able, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." So this is the keys to the kingdom. But if a church is not in order, if the church is not in order, if the proper leadership's not placed there and things are going the way they're supposed to, there's one desire that I've told the Lord. I said, "I want people to know how to connect with you and hear from you." That is my main goal. Set people free from the strongholds of their minds. In other words, just following trends. Just following this one and that one and just doing whatever they think's best, it's got to end, because the gates of hell are prevailing against the church as a whole. You see why they're not powerful? Well, they haven't had any leadership. Pastors have done their best, but they can't do what they're not equipped to do. All right. God's government are his apostles and prophets. All right. The natural elements like wood, hay, stubble will burn up. Rock cannot burn up. Won't burn up. When my foundation is laid, then the work will prevail. You have labored much in the Spirit to lay the foundation to this ministry. Your labor has not been in vain. Consider an iceberg. Just a little sticking out of the water, but like a huge mass below the water. This is that spiritual foundation and spiritual house that's being built that nobody can see. And from the naked eye, people would say, "Oh, you ain't got nothing going on. How could you have anything going on? Three people or whatever." It doesn't really make any difference. That's immaterial. It's that you're doing something by following the Spirit. You're building God's house, God's ministry, or whatever he's doing by the Spirit. And eventually, what's done in the Spirit will manifest in the natural. Isn't that the way God created? Isn't that the way he created us? This work will not be burned up, for the inner work has been done. The inner work. Most people know nothing about the inner work. If they need praying, it's called the prayer chain. There is something about, I didn't put this scripture down, but I'm going to look at this one, if I can find it. I'm looking for the one where you go in and you ask your Heavenly Father in secret. He rewards openly. You know where that is? Matthew. Is it 6? Yes, it is. It's Matthew 6. Let's just start with verse 1 there. "Take heed that ye do your alms before men, to be seen of them. Otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have the reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. And then he said, don't pray vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. And after this manner therefore pray. He gave him the Lord's Prayer to pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as in heaven. How are you going to have God's will done in earth, or God's will on earth like it is in heaven? By praying his way, right? Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. So, a lot of people just don't know how to pray or how to make that connection. All right. Let me pick up where I left off here. This work will not be burned up, for the inner work has been done. When you came into the home in 2014, this inner work, apostolic prophetic inner work, began. I am the architect of this work. If you had not done so, then I could not have done this work for you. You would have had no understanding at all. How do you get understanding? Praying in the Spirit. You were trying to do it some other way. See, for years I thought it was to be this other way, and it just never panned out. It was like a rut I couldn't get out of. Kind of like Brother Hagin when he prayed that circle with his finger. The Lord said, you've been going back to this church. He'd been back to it several times. He couldn't break out of that circle. And when he finally did, then the Lord could begin to do what he needed to do in him. All right, he says, I'm the architect of this work. If you had not done so, then I could not have done this work for you. You were trying to do it some other way. That's our way. That's from our understanding. And a lot of it is church doctrine. I had to show you my ways. This is a massive project. I am linking up all my teams across this nation. This will bring reconstruction and reconstitution. It will be glorious, and I have said to you that the best is yet to come. This is not just a slogan, it is a fact. I would have you lift your heads and be encouraged. Reveal coming. I'm not sure what that means. I'm ready for the reveal. In the nation, in the church, in our personal lives. All right, Psalms 23, 3 and 4, out of the Amplified Bible says this, through skillful and godly wisdom is a house, a life, a home, a family built, and by understanding it is established on a sound and good foundation. And by knowledge shall its chambers of every area be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Right there. Through skillful and godly wisdom. It's not man's wisdom. It's God's wisdom. For anything that I ask of you, the inner work will be required first. That's where a lot of people get confused, a lot of people shipwreck, because they don't understand. There are years of inner work before anything ever comes of it, most of the time. All right. It depends on the work. It will eventually be manifested in the natural realm. I've heard a couple of ministers, well-known ministers say, somebody said, you just appeared out of nowhere. Last night. It's like you just appeared on the scene, just like last night. He said, well, if it was last night, it's the longest night of my life. Why? They'd had years of inner work. meetings where there was two people. I remember Brother Copeland talking about he was preaching and the waiters were coming back and forth and all that, and he was just going back and forth with the waiters, you know. But he was faithful. He said they stayed away by the thousands. What was God doing? He wouldn't have the ministry he has today had he not let God do the inner work in him. I've done that. I went to wherever that little Andrews, little Assembly of God woman's group. And I think there was five of us, and I think there was five of them. And we were in this little side room, but the restaurant was going on, and all the people were, you know, going back and forth, getting the food and everything, and I had a mic. So I just, you know, everybody heard everything. Inner work. This is a spiritual house. If people could just get their eyes off of the natural and the natural application of ministry and quit viewing it that, well, he's got a big old church over there, you know, and all. Well, it depends on how he got there, you know, or she got there. Did they do the inner work? It won't work. It won't thrive. It may be one of those where the Lord says, well, I don't know you. If you don't do the inner work, there won't be any work of God. There might be a work of man, but it won't be a work of God. It just goes with the territory. That's why you think, God, it's taking so long. I just don't understand why it's taking so long. Well, God's doing the inner work. He's working. He's building like that iceberg. It may be massive on the inside of you, and there's hardly anything showing on the outside to everybody's view. They're real quick to criticize. You ain't got nothing. So if you had something, you'd have a big following. Who cares? I want to get it right, don't you? I want it to be right. All right. These are called the silent years. Joseph, he had 13 years. Moses, 40 years. Joshua, 40 years. David, 13 years. Jesus, about 18 years, because he stepped out at 12 years old thinking, I'm going to be about my father's business. What did he have to do? He had to go back and be subject to his parents. Why? Inner work. Inner work. Paul, 14 years. Arabia, wherever he went. All the training. That's just to name a few. I'm sure there's more. All right. Whatever God is in is a spiritual foundation that has to be laid first. This takes time. It is unfortunate that most only see what is in the natural world and pay no attention to the spiritual side of it. Now I can understand why we're in the shape we're in. I can see why the devil nearly took us out. Most people do not understand just how evil. If you wanted to name Jezebel or the whore of Babylon and put a name to the Antichrist, you could say Obama and Hillary were probably number one for the evil that they had planned for everyone. They'd already bought all the guillotines and the coffins. They'd already constructed the Walmarts with the big, you know, they have all the tunnels underneath where they can drive all over the United States under the tunnels and nobody ever sees them. They had it all planned out for us all being little cubicles right now, eating Z-bugs. But God rescued us. He's already done it. We just haven't seen the total rollout of it. But behind the scenes, it's already been done. You know why? Because people like us that have been praying for years behind the scenes, nobody knows, nobody sees. We don't have a platform like the digital ones or the Alliance or anybody else. And we may never get the credit on this earth, and it doesn't really matter because God sees and He knows and He rewards openly, it says. What you do in secret, He rewards openly. And I'm thinking, Lord, that's good enough for me. I don't want anybody's anything. I really don't. I just want to hear, well done. Enter in. No more toil, sweat, tears, pain. No more of this yuck. All right. I can understand why so many ministers have come and gone from this area. The gates of hell prevailed against it and it failed. I would say probably a little to no inner work. They probably were like me and had the understanding that I did, that you have to come up through the ranks and do it the way they say, or you can't do it, or you're not recognized. That's not the way it happens. God calls you from your mother's womb. He knows who you are. And I believe he would call more people out if they were not in that system that keeps them. And that's why sometimes they go around the mountain for years and years and years and years and thought, well, I thought God called me to do this or that. Well, they never availed themselves to God and his instruction. They did it the way the preacher said you ought to do it. Nothing against the preacher if he's telling them the right thing to do. Why do you think he says renew your mind first? So you can know God's will. The individual. Everything the Lord's ever taught me, he hath the way it's come. Personally, I never learned too much in church. I mean, I learned about the word of faith, but then I had to learn a bunch of the stuff even I learned in that. All right. Mike Murdoch nailed it. Hear the command, but wait for the plan. Those words are profound. If we would do that, we would never shipwreck, would we? We would never. The gates of hell would never prevail against us. Some would look at us and say, what we are doing is a waste. I don't care. God has been doing that inner work so that when we do step to center stage, the gates of hell will not be able to prevail against it. If the inner work does not happen, the house, the business, the minister, or the endeavor will collapse eventually. And then when you get to heaven, you think, I did all this stuff for God. And he's going to say, no, I don't have anything down here. You did a bunch of stuff on earth, but I wasn't in that. That's a scary thought, isn't it? Have this big, huge whatever and then find out God wasn't even in it. All right. You know what? To me, since I've learned to do this, the simplest thing in the world is to pray in the Spirit till you get an answer. Though it tarry, wait for it. Because it says, they that wait upon the Lord are the ones that renew their strength, mount up with wings as eagles, run and not be weary, walk and not faint. Oh, Lord, teach me to wait. Seems to be the hardest thing in the world for people just to wait. They don't like to wait. All right, 1 Corinthians. You know what? I didn't even write down which chapter. I'm sorry. I think it's 1. Yeah, I think it's chapter 1. Well, let's start with 1. I hope it is. All right. Paul called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God and Sothenus, our brother, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, both theirs and ours. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God, which is given you by Jesus Christ and in everything you are enriched by him in utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that ye come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wait a minute, I can tell you if it's right or wrong, because I have to. I don't think that's it. Dadgummit. I'm looking for the chapter, Danny, where it talks about wood, hay, and. I've got it. It's 3. 3. Let me put it here. Now, and I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with meat, For hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. For ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? For while one saith, I am of Paul, another, I am of Apollos, are ye not carnal? Are ye not carnal? Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then, neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God, ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and other buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. You better be listening to the Spirit. For other foundation can no man lay that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. And if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Know ye not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. In other words, you have to let go of the ways of the world, organized religion, and all those things, if you're going to follow God. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God, for it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours, and you are Christ, and Christ is God's. If you realize in the body of Christ today, it's always about this great prophet and this great apostle and this great this and this great that. It's always focused on the man, the man, the man, the man, the man, the man. Right here it says that who's Paul's nothing. None of them are anything, only God. God is the focus here. He is the orchestrator. He's the one that's building this. We're taking our lead by him. All right. Psalms 127:1 will be our last scripture, and then I have a little more from the Lord here. 127 verse 1. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that built it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. If God's in it, it's going to be good. If he ain't, it's going to, at some point, it's going to fall apart. It'll just be another work that will soon be burned up. All right, reconstruction means reorganization and reestablishment. Reconstitution means to restore. What we are observing today, the reconstruction, or what we are observing today, is the reconstruction and reconstitution of our nation and the nations of the world. Because of God's army, not the natural army, individual soldiers, they could not do what they are doing if we had not done what God told us to do. They would have no entry, they'd have no way. There are many that God instructed them to be here. And some came and left, and some just never came because they didn't understand what we understand here today. I hope that God will be able to use them at some time in the future. There is only one way, and that is God's way. And we know we pray through to break through many times during our life. It's not just one time, and we just do it one time, and that's it. No, there'll be junctures in our life. We will always be probably praying through something. All right, but that is how we follow the Spirit, each step of our journey. A step of faith at a time. When you're not sure, stay still and continue to pray till you do, and then move ahead with confidence. I tell you what, to not ever fail. Does that sound good? Well, when you wait on the Lord, then it's a no fail. Okay?